So a big part of the news of the past week, of course, is that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer, a Democrat, well, he kind of lost it. He was a former prosecutor, and he spent a lot of time busting prostitutes and johns. So wasn't it sad when he was caught with a prostitute taking her to the Mayflower Hotel? And it turns out there are connections all the way across the country. D.C., of course, which is where the Mayflower is and where he took the prostitute. The D.C. has evidently has the highest number of escort services in the entire country. And that sort of makes sense because where you find prostitutes, you're going to find power figures. And the power figures in Washington are really into illicit sex. But if you get the Democrat, actually, you haven't heard much about this from the right wingers. You know, I mean, they talk and they joke about Eliot Spitzer, but they know they got to watch themselves. Thank you, Michael, for sending me this back a week or so ago. This is a list that is sort of stunning. So if you think about Democrat Eliot Spitzer, let's not forget these guys. Now, I took this list and I started checking names, and I did about 15 names, and this is all true. This is all public knowledge. This is not made up. So are you ready? Because this is going to go on a little bit. If you think the Democrats and a Democratic governor is bad, think about Republican values. How about Republican congressional aide Jeffrey Nielsen? He was arrested for having sex with a 14-year-old boy. Republican County Commissioner Patrick Lee McGuire surrendered to police after allegedly molesting girls between the ages of 8 and 13. Republican prosecutor Larry Corrigan was arrested for soliciting sex from 13-year-old girls. Republican Mayor Jeffrey Kyle Randall was sentenced to 275 days in jail for molesting two boys aged 10 and 12 during a six-year period. Republican County Board candidate Brent Shep was charged with molesting a 14-year-old girl, and 3 days after he was charged, he killed himself. Republican Congressman Mark Foley, you know this one, abruptly resigned from Congress after sexually explicit emails surfaced showing him flirting with a 16-year-old boy. Republican executive Randall Cassaday of the conservative Washington Times newspaper pleaded guilty to soliciting sex from a 13-year-old girl on the internet. Republican chairman of the Oregon Christian Coalition Lou Barris confessed to molesting a 13-year-old girl. Republican County Constable Larry Dale Floyd pleaded guilty to charges of soliciting sex from an 8-year-old girl. Floyd has repeatedly won elections for Denton County, Texas Constable. Or there's Republican Judge Mark Pazuhanik, who pled no contest to fondling a 10-year-old girl and was sentenced to 10 years probation. Republican Party leader Bobby Stumbo was arrested for having sex with a 5-year-old boy. Republican petition drive manager Tom Randall pleaded guilty to molesting two girls under the age of 14, one of them the daughter of an associate in the petition business. Republican County Chairman Armando Tabano pled guilty to fondling a 14-year-old girl. Republican teacher and former city councilman John Collins pleaded guilty to sexually molesting 13 and 14-year-old girls. Republican campaign worker Mark Seidensticker is a convicted child molester. Republican Mayor Philip Giordano is serving a 37-year sentence in federal prison for sexually abusing 8 and 10-year-old girls. Republican Mayor Tom Adams was arrested for distributing child pornography over the internet. Republican Mayor John Gossick was arrested on charges of soliciting sex from two 15-year-old girls. Republican County Commissioner David Swartz pleaded guilty to molesting two girls under the age of 11 and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Republican legislator Edison Misala Aldorando was sentenced to 10 years in prison for raping his daughter between the ages of 9 and 17. Republican committeeman John R. Curtin was charged with molesting a teenage boy and unlawful sexual contact with a minor. Republican anti-abortion activist Howard Scott Heldreth is a convicted child rapist in Florida. Republican zoning supervisor, Boy Scout leader, and Lutheran church president Dennis L. Rader pled guilty to performing a sexual act on an 11-year-old girl that he then murdered. Republican anti-abortion activist Nicholas Morency pled guilty to possessing child pornography on his computer and offering a bounty to anyone who murders an abortion doctor. Republican campaign consultant Tom Shortridge was sentenced to 3 years probation for taking nude photographs of a 15-year-old girl. Racist Republican pedophile and United States Senator Strom Thurmond had sex with a 15-year-old black girl, which produced a child. Republican pastor Mike Hintz, whom George W. Bush himself commended during the 2004 presidential campaign, surrendered to police after admitting to a sexual affair with a female juvenile. Republican legislator Peter Dibble pled no contest to having an inappropriate relationship with a 13-year-old girl. Republican advertising consultant Carrie Lee Kramer was sentenced to 6 years in prison for molesting two 8-year-old girls, one of whom appeared in an anti-Gore television commercial. Republican fundraiser Lawrence E. King Jr. organized child sex parties at the White House during the 1980s when Reagan was in office. Republican Congressman Donald Buzz Lukens was found guilty of having sex with a female minor and sentenced to 1 month in jail. Republican fundraiser Richard A. Delgadio was found guilty of child porn charges and paying two teenage girls to pose for sexual photos. Republican activist Mark A. Grethen convicted on 6 counts of sex crimes involving children. Republican campaign chairman Randall David N. Keeney was pled guilty to attempted sexual assault on a child and was arrested again 5 years later on the same charge. Republican Congressman Dan Crane had sex with a female minor working as a congressional page. Republican activist and Christian coalition leader Beverly Russell admitted to an incestuous relationship with his stepdaughter. Republican judge Ronald C. Klein pled guilty to possession of child pornography on his home computer. Republican congressman and anti-gay activist Robert Bauman was charged with having sex with a 16-year-old boy he picked up at a gay bar. Republican committee chairman Jeffrey Patty was arrested for distributing a video clip of a 5-year-old girl being raped. Republican activist Marty Glickman, a.k.a. Republican Marty, was taken into custody by Florida police on 4 counts of unlawful sexual activity with an underage girl and 1 count of delivering the drug, LSD, delivering the drug. He must have got it before he delivered it. Republican legislative aide Howard L. Brooks was charged with molesting a 12-year-old boy and possession of child pornography. Republican Senate candidate John Hathaway was accused of having sex with his 12-year-old babysitter and withdrew his candidacy after the allegations were reported in the media. Republican preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after offering $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex upon him. Republican talk show host John Matthews pled guilty to exposing his genitals to an 11-year-old girl. Republican anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Republican Party leader Paul Ingram pled guilty to 6 counts of raping his daughters and served 14 years in federal prison. Republican Election Board official Kevin Cohn was sentenced to 2 years probation for soliciting sex over the internet from a 14-year-old girl. Republican politician Andrew Burr was charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy with a 13-year-old boy. Republican legislator Keith Westmoreland was arrested on 7 felony counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition to girls under the age of 16, i.e., he exposed himself to children. Republican anti-abortion activist John Allen Burt was found guilty of molesting a 15-year-old girl. Republican County Councilman Keola Childs pled guilty to molesting a male child. Republican activist John Butler was charged with criminal sexual assault on a teenage girl. Republican candidate Richard Gardner admitted to molesting his 2 daughters. Republican councilman and former Marine Jack W. Gardner was convicted of molesting a 13-year-old girl. Republican County Commissioner Merrill Robert Barter pled guilty to unlawful sexual contact and assault on a teenage boy. Republican City Councilman Fred C. Smeltzer Jr. pled no contest to raping a 15-year-old girl and served 6 months in prison. Quite a list, huh? These are traditional Republican values? Or no, these are just exceptions. No wonder, you know, Rush and the others have been so quiet about accusing Democrats, because look what the Republicans are doing. This is Bennett from killradio.org reminding you of what it's like with those damned Republicans.